Playgroup by Amal Abouaid. You'd probably benefit from attending playgroup, said the maternal child health nurse. Her name escapes me, but those words never will. It was then, in the depths of postnatal depression and anxiety, that I reached out for help. I was sinking and gasping for air. Help me, I pleaded with her. I need to connect. I feel alone. I feel isolated. Playgroup was her solution. I was desperate. A few weeks later, I became a playgroup mum. Attach to that title what you will. I walked in nervously, husband by my side. I couldn't do it alone. I wasn't ready to take two children out on my own just yet. The first session went well. I reconnected with my eldest, or tried to. We played a little, laughed a little, and sang some nursery rhymes. The newborn slept the whole time. This will be fun, I thought. And it was fun, for the most part. Yet there was still loneliness. There was still isolation. I was different. I wore a headscarf on my head. My son's name is Khalid. What does that even mean? How do you pronounce it? It's probably best to stay away. She probably doesn't even speak English. Sometimes looking away can be just as hurtful as staring. We were ignored. We didn't make any friends. We didn't belong there. Yet we didn't stop going. It was fortunate the facilitator didn't share these sentiments. She always spoke to us. She always greeted us by our names. She made us feel good. She gave us a space to play and to smile and to belong. She was doing her job. She did it well. Months rolled on and another set of impactful words, this time from the playgroup facilitator. Would you consider becoming a playgroup facilitator? We can't seem to crack the Arabic community. Mothers often come for one session and never return. I wonder why, I thought to myself. And, well, you're bilingual, and they might respond better to someone like themselves. No surprise there. We often feel more comfortable with people who are like us. But I'm a high school teacher, I thought. I teach English and history. My students can read and write and sit at their desks. That's what I'm good at. That's what I want to do. Yet it was a good opportunity. I couldn't go back to teaching anytime soon. Juggling two kids and a career was out of the question. This was as close to education as I could get at that moment in my life. It was close to home, it paid well, and I would have some time away from being mum a few hours a week. I needed them, and they needed me. Why wouldn't I say yes? It gave me a chance to give back, to feel useful again. I accepted the job. I became a playgroup facilitator for the Arabic-speaking community and later for a multicultural, multilingual playgroup as well. I worked hard. I enjoyed it for a while. Until one day I was told the laws and rules had changed and I was deemed underqualified. More life-changing words. Complete a diploma in early childhood education. And you'll be right, they said. So I did. I registered. I bought the textbooks, new pens and highlighters. I started an online course. I hated every minute of it. I hated the course content. I hated the modules, the assessments and the quizzes. I hated the research and the hours of scrolling through PowerPoint presentations and YouTube videos showing me how to change a nappy and how to swaddle a baby. I knew all of that. I had two babies of my own. Yet there I was, enrolled in a course I hated to keep a job I no longer wanted. Somewhere along the road, in the haze of that year, I attended a local publisher's Bookfest at a library. I watched on as author after author sat in front of the children and read their stories. They stayed on afterwards to sell and sign copies of their books. It ignited a spark. I wanted to do that. I wanted to write and read and meet and greet. I recalled the vice principal at my old school. How boring everyone thought he was. Not me. I barely listened to what he said, but I was always mesmerized by how he said it. Motivational speaking. I wanted to do that, inspire the youth, shake them out of their apathetic state. I could barely get my children into a proper routine. Forget writing, forget speeches and guest appearances. Your baby is crying. But it was at that time, while enrolled in that course, that I found my calling. It was one particular PowerPoint presentation that spoke directly to my purpose, the importance of belonging, being and becoming, and linking a child to the world around them. The presentation explained how a child is linked to family, community, culture and place. I learnt this concept at the same time as being asked questions from my son's kindergarten teacher. Why do you wear that? What happens during Ramadan? How often do you pray? And on and on and on. I love answering questions about my faith and my culture. Knowledge is important. We never stop learning. So I answered all her questions with vigor and enthusiasm. We were often the last ones to leave the center. I had so much to share. As an educator, I valued the importance of reading and literature. As a mother, I wanted my children to be able to access books that represented them and their lives, books that taught them morals and values, books that had characters who looked like them, spoke like them, and celebrated like them. I wanted books that answered the questions I was asked. I wanted a book that was for Arab Australian children. I wanted a book that represented me, that reflected my family and me. I wanted a book that would link my children to their identity. I couldn't find it, but I wanted it, so I wrote it. I had wanted to write a book when I was 18 years old. The scribbles, the drafts, the notes, they sat there hidden away in a journal somewhere in my garage. Everything I had gone through in that year all led up to that moment. I will write the book. I will become an author. But wait, I thought, hang on a second. I'm not a writer. I don't know how to write and publish and sell and promote and what else do authors do? Wrong. I am. I can and I did. I met my publisher, I pitched my idea, and less than 1 year later, I held a copy of my first children's book in my hand. A book that has sold over 1,000 copies and counting. A book that has been read around the world to children from different faiths and cultures and customs. And it was all made possible because my maternal child health nurse believed playgroup will do me good. And a lot of good it did me.